Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has commanded us and invited us to pray to him, dear fellow redeemed. Our text for this morning's application and meditation for our daily walk of faith is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans. We read from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we should pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that are not expressed in words. And he who searches our hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to God's will. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Can you think of a time in your life when you just didn't know what to say? I would guess you've probably had a number of times in your life where that was the case. You just didn't know what to say. You couldn't find the words to speak that were appropriate for the situation. Maybe you heard some horribly sad or tragic news. Maybe you were put on a spot to answer a question you just didn't know how to begin to answer. Whatever the reason was, when we can't formulate the right words to say in a giving situation, it's not usually a very good feeling. I don't like that feeling. Tend to feel a bit frustrated. You may even feel a bit helpless. And yes, would you believe there are actually times that I don't know what to say? Newsflash, I do like to talk. I am talking most of the time in my job. I'm actually expected to talk to people and am expected to know the right things to say at the right time. But there are times where I don't know what to say, and the right words to speak don't come to mind. And it seems impossible to find what it is I should say at this time. It happens to all of us, doesn't it? How about when we're talking to God? Have you ever come before God in prayer and you just don't know what to say? You have things to pray for. You know you need things. You know you want things. But you close your eyes, you fold your hands, and the words just don't seem to come out of your mouth, or they don't seem to come out of your heart and your mind. I think it's safe to say we've all been there too, haven't we? That too is a frustrating feeling and can make us feel helpless. We're coming to the one who can help us, and we don't know what to say. Well, our text for today gives us this blessed reminder that we have help. In fact, we have the Helper, with a capital H. We have the Holy Spirit. He's there to help us when we don't know what to say, even when we don't know what to say to God. Paul reminds us of that blessed truth in our text: the Spirit helps us in our weakness. He reminds us that the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. So when you don't know what to say, pray. Yes, just pray. Think of how good it would be for us to remember that when we are thinking of something to say to other people, or when we don't know what to say to other people. Some of the best and most practical advice I've ever read was from a Christian counselor who would repeatedly remind his clients, his patients, this advice. He'd say, "Stop, think, and pray." Think of how much better our communication and our relationships with others would be if we could follow that advice before we open our mouths to speak to others, especially when we don't know what to say. Stop. Just pause for a moment. Think. Think about what it is you're about to say. And then last but not least, pray. Pray a short prayer. Lord, give me the words to speak and help me say it in the best possible way. Amen. Obviously, in those situations, it doesn't have to be a long or flowery prayer. In fact, it probably can't be. Remember, the Holy Spirit is there. He's there and helps us in our weaknesses. Turn to Him. Our text especially points to two important ways in which the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. The first is that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we don't know what to pray for. The Spirit intercedes for us when we don't know what to pray for. Again, we all know that we have things that we want to pray for. We all know we have things we need to pray for and ought to pray for, but so often we don't know what to say. This can happen for a number of reasons. Sometimes it happens because we are distracted. It can happen because of our doubts. We know that God has saved us through His Son Jesus. We know that with all our heart. We know that He's promised to hear our prayers, to protect us, to work all things out for our good. And yet there are so many things in our minds and in our hearts at any given moment that can distract us, that can make our prayers feel scattered. Often, isn't it just the magnitude of the troubles that we're thinking about and praying about that seem like this tidal wave that's about to overwhelm us? And all we feel at times that we're able to choke out in prayer is just a feeble cry of help. But we doubt. And inside we feel that our feeble cries to the Lord hardly seem that they could do anything in the face of such overwhelming troubles. Sickness, death, loss of a loved one, debt, disappointments, tragedies, bad news, etc. Because of our doubts, we can find it difficult or even impossible to pray the way we should with full and complete confidence in the Lord, the Almighty God of the universe. Sometimes our problem is simply exactly how the Apostle Paul describes it in our text. It isn't always a matter of doubt. It's not always a matter of being distracted. Sometimes we simply do not know what we should pray for. And sometimes that is a problem, right? It's our fault. Sometimes the reason for not knowing what we should pray for is a lack of our own Christian maturity, our need for growth in the Spirit through the Word of God. Too often our prayer life resembles a little kid walking or running through a portion of a store and yelling, "I want this, I need this, I want that." Not really realizing that many of those things that they are demanding or requesting aren't good for them, that they shouldn't have. Maybe they're too young to have or aren't good for them at all. Some of those things we simply don't need. And so, when we pray to our Heavenly Father, we need to remember that what we should pray for are things that we do actually need, things of importance, things that we are able to handle in our lives. We're so quickly to turn to those things that we do not need, and we neglect those things that we do need so much. We pray to God to give us food and money, but we fail to ask Him for a faith to calm us in our days of uncertainty. We often remember to pray for good health. What we really need might be patience to endure this difficult stretch of bad health. We might pray that stress in our lives would be taken away when what we need is actually open ears and a willing heart to hear the comfort that He's already given us in His Word, or the comfort He brings to us from our fellow Christian friends or family members, or helpers He sends to us. We may pray for ourselves when we ought to really be thinking about praying for someone else who has a great need as well. The point is, we don't always know the things we should ask for. We don't always remember to ask for them. We don't always have the wisdom and the insight to know what things would be helpful to us to have and what things would be actually harmful for us to have. So aren't you glad to hear the promises from our text? First of all, that the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Paul reminds us, when we are weak, God is strong. We cry for help, and we're reminded by his word that he has helped us. Even in the face of the tidal wave of our worst troubles, sin and death, not just the physical kind, the eternal kind. He washed those sins away perfectly clean and cleansed us of our guilt, our shame, and our sins by the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, removing our sins from his sight forever by Jesus' death on the cross. He made us his own dear children by faith, giving us that faith that we can come before his throne of grace in our time of need and know that our Heavenly Father will hear and answer our prayers in the way that he knows is truly best. He promises us that even when we don't know what to say, even when we don't know what we should pray for, he still hears and answers our prayers. Again, Paul reminds us in our text, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that are not expressed in words. Think about what that says and think about what it means. It means that when we pray, we are not the only ones praying. It reminds us the Holy Spirit is also interceding for us. It means he's going to the Heavenly Father on our behalf, expressing God's our request to God properly, even when we can't find the words. We might say, in a sense, that the Holy Spirit translates our prayers to God in ways that are not expressed in words. Think of what a comfort that is for us. When we derive comfort from other people praying for us, for example, whether it's someone praying for us privately or praying for our fellow believers in the worship service, as we often do, that is a great comfort for us, and we should derive comfort from that when other people pray for us. The book of James says to pray for each other that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. How much greater comfort is there then in the fact that the Holy Spirit is also interceding for us when we pray? Do you think the Holy Spirit makes mistakes when he intercedes for us in prayer? Do you think he's going to make some poor requests for us before God, make some harmful requests on your behalf? Of course not. The God who loved you enough to send his Son to die for you and sent that Holy Spirit into your heart to make you his very own child by faith will not and simply cannot give you what is less than perfect for our needs. Therefore, we take great comfort in the second way in which the Holy Spirit helps us pray. The Spirit intercedes for us in accordance with God's will. The Spirit intercedes for us in accordance with God's will. You and I, we might make some imperfect prayers, right? We might ask in ignorance like little children, ask for things that are not always in our best interests. But the Holy Spirit always makes perfect requests. When the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, his requests are always the most helpful that can be made for each of us in every individual situation. The bottom line is this: he always knows what to ask for. His requests will always match the will of God and therefore will be granted. But we can also pray with this confidence that the Holy Spirit is expressing his thoughts to the Heavenly Father, and he can pray for things that we are not even aware that we should be praying for. He makes those requests for us that are always according to God's will, always in line with God's thinking. And so Paul reminds us of that great truth in the second verse of our sermon text for today. He says, "And he who searches our hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to God's will." God the Father, who knows everything, knows the mind of the Spirit. They are one. They are the one eternal God. There is never any danger of that connection not being made between the two of them, or the connection being lost, or things being lost in translation. There's never any danger of the Spirit unable to get his request to the Heavenly Father or misunderstanding the Spirit's requests when he makes them for us. So yes, our prayers may be weak and frail. They might be filled at times with doubt and apprehension. We may not always know what to say or how to say it. We may just sigh or groan, as our text says. We may just say something like, "Help, Lord." But remember, even that is a prayer. Even that short prayer is a prayer that your Heavenly Father wants to hear and answer. When we cannot find the proper words to pray, or can't know the proper things to pray for, or even if we have not been as conscious of our prayer life as we ought to have been, the Holy Spirit is there for us, praying for us, helping us in our weakness, expressing things that our words cannot. And he always knows exactly what to say. When you don't know what to say, pray. You can always be confident that your Heavenly Father knows what you need. He knows what your true needs are, and he will always hear and answer your prayers for your good. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.